Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we share the Word of the Lord. But before we begin, let's ask the Lord's blessings upon our time together. Father, I thank you for the privilege of prayer. Lord, that it is a divine lifeline that you have given to us, that we can come boldly before your throne of grace. Father, I pray for every listener. You see what's going on in their lives. You see the circumstances. You see the things that are challenging their faith right now. You see the ways the enemy would work. You see the blessings that you have in store for them. Father, I pray for our spiritual eyes to be open so that we can see what you are doing. Lord, that we won't be moved by circumstances or by the things that are going on around us, but we will have spiritual insight and vision and discernment through the power of the Holy Spirit to understand what you are doing, what the enemy would seek to do, and the confidence to know that we have victory in you, that we are coming from a place of victory, not to secure, not to get the victory, but we are operating in a place as an overcomer because of the completed work of Jesus Christ, that we're already seated with you in heavenly places. And so, Father, we thank you for that knowledge, that stirring of our faith, that opening of our spiritual eyesight, that we can see. Give us that eye salve that you talk about in the book of Revelation, Lord, and that we would have a heart hungering after you as our very first love, and we would have no other gods beside us, none other, Lord, that would cause our attention or our affection to waver from a wholehearted loving and serving of you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. In Jesus' name we ask this. And Lord, we ask your blessings upon our time together. And Lord, that you would bring to personal application the word that you would have me share beginning today and as far as you would lead. Help us to have application and understanding and relevance to our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I would like to begin by, and in order to really give you understanding, I'd like to begin by reading the last verse in chapter 11 of 1 Kings. And we're going to recount a little bit of Israel's history so you can understand the background and the setting of what this one individual did. It says in verse 43, Solomon slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, for he was fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt, that they sent, that is Israel, sent and called him. And Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying, Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father and his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve thee. And of course Rehoboam's response was, well, go away for now, and in 3 days come back, and then I'll give you my answer. And so what Rehoboam did at that point in time, he consulted with the old men who had stood before Solomon, his father, his advisors, and they counseled him a certain way, and then he spoke to his to the younger men that surrounded him, that had grown up with him, and they said, they gave opposite counsel. And they said in verse 10, "Thus shalt thou speak unto this people that spake unto thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins." And then it's explained, "And now, whereas my father did lade you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father did chasten you with whips, but I will chasten you with scorpions." And so when in 3 days Israel and Jeroboam came back, the king answered them roughly. He forsook the counsel and wisdom of the old men, and he did not hearken, King Rehoboam, to the people. And this is interesting in verse 15, "For the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying, the word of the Lord, the word of God, the prophetic word, which he had given to the prophet Ahijah, the Shilonite, and he had ministered a word to Jeroboam, which said that he would be king over Israel. And so when all Israel," verse 16, "saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel! Now see to thine own house, David." So Israel departed unto their tents, and that was the rendering or sundering of Israel and Judah. And that was an unfortunate situation, but it was brought about because of sin, even as the Lord had spoken, even in the reign of Solomon, because he had worshipped other gods. And so Israel rebelled, this is verse 19, "against the house of David unto this day." And this is the part I want us to listen to. When Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin and with 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. But the word of God came unto Shemaiah, the son of God, the man of God, saying, in other words, don't do that. Don't go up and fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to your house, for this thing is from me. So they actually hearkened to the word of the Lord. And this is the part we want to begin to focus on, because we want to look at the word of the Lord that was fulfilled in this man, Jeroboam, and what he did once he arrived in a place of rulership and power. Verse 25, "Then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and dwelt therein, and went out from thence, and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, Now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. If this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, the king of Judah." So what do we see here? He was fearing for his new one position of power and fame, and so he had a plan. Whereupon, verse 28, "the king took counsel," again took counsel, "and made two calves of gold, and said unto them," in other words, said to the people of Israel, "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." And he set the one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan, the furthermost northern and southern part of the kingdom. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he made an house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month, on the 15th day of the month, just like they were doing in Judah, just like the feast that is in Judah, and he offered upon the altar. So did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel, and he offered upon the altar and burnt incense. So I have read it a lot of scripture, actually a whole chapter, so you would be refreshed to understand the dynamics of what occurred in Israel and what God did in response to this plan of Jeroboam. And in fact, maybe let's just take a moment to look at chapter 13. It said, a man of God, unnamed prophet, came out of Judah by the word of the Lord. He went to Bethel and to Jeroboam. He stood by the altar to burn incense, and he cried against that altar. This is an amazing thing. I don't know how it was, several hundred years later, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be put upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And of course, Jeroboam got very angry when he heard that, and he said, lay hold on him. And he put his hand, and his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so he could not pull it in again to him. The altar also was rent. An immediate sign was given, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And then, of course, Jeroboam said, entreat the face of the Lord, pray for me that my hand may be restored. He did that, and his hand was restored. And so this is the background that we're going to be looking at as we go into the message tomorrow. But as I bring this broadcast to a close, as I always do, first of all, I want to thank you for joining me. And know that I always pray for you every day, my radio audience and my UCM family, of course, near and dear to my heart. And when you write specific needs, I'm able to stay connected in a specific way to what's going on in your life. But let me just share a portion of a recent letter from a sister writing from San Diego. Hello, Sister Glass. I love reading your recent letter to me. She shares her prayer needs, and she said, thank you for your enlightening letters. They mean so much, and the timing is so perfect. God bless you, a sister writing from San Diego. Well, the announcer in a moment will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. Should you email, if you would like a personal answer back, I invite you to share your mailing address. However, I will always confirm receipt and always pray. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.